Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet. So the Plishtim have decided to send the Aron of God back to the Jewish people to its place, and they're asking their magicians and priests, how should we send it back? And they're told, send an asham, send some kind of guilt offering along with it. Vayomaru, so the Plishtim said to these wise men of theirs, Maha asham asher nashivlo. What is the guilt offering that we should return to him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vayomaru, and they said, Mispar sarnei felishtim chamisha. You should send the same number as the officers, the leaders of the Plishtim. Rashi says, based on Yehoshua, that there were five tribes, as it were, or five divisions of Plishtim. The Azasi, the Ashdodi, the Eshkeloni, the Gasi, and the Ekroni. All of them named after the large cities of Plishtim that each one held. So send five Techorei Zahav, five golden hemorrhoids. Since Techorim, the piles, hemorrhoids, intestinal problems we've been describing, are how you were afflicted, you should make models of them, which strikes me as an odd kind of asham, but that's why I'm not a wise magician or priest who knows how these things should be done. So send five golden statues of hemorrhoids, pure gold, v'chamisha achbarei zahav, and five golden mice, again, one for each of the sarnei plishtim, who they themselves were also tormented by Tchorim along with their people. And the mice, as we know, so as their insides protruded from their apertures, the mice were chomping away at their innards. So the mice are part of the punishment that God has sent. So send five golden mice as well. Golden images are ordinarily not all the thing when dealing with Judaism, but this is going to be done in the spirit of honest respect and guilt on the part of these Gaiisha nations who do make these all the time. Because all of this was one plague that has affected everyone and your lords. So again, the magicians and priests are a little uncertain about causality here, but they do show proper respect for the Aron and its violation in the sense of being made chol by the army that captured it and opened up the cover. Which again, if you've ever seen a very specific movie from 1981 with Harrison Ford, you know not to do. And now, Pasuk Hei, Va'asisem Tzalmei Techorechem, B'Tzalmei Achbarechem. You will make, and again they say, you will make images of your Techorim and images of your mice, Hamashchisem Es Ha'aretz, who are destroying the land. Most translate this as meaning the mice that were destroying the people of the land. But there are a few Mefarshim who say that the plague of mice was a separate plague, destroying all the crops and all of the edibles in the land as well. Not that they would have been able to digest them properly with their Torim. But in any case, Unesatem Lelokei Yisrael Kavod. And you should give them to honor the God of Israel. Ulai Yakel Es Yado Me'alechem Ume'al Elohechem Ume'al Artzechem. Perhaps, and again, they're not 100% certain, he will ease his hand from upon you and upon your gods and from upon your land. So, make these statues, these unlikely sounding statues, and this is going to be a sign of honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Vav, V'lama techabdu es levavchem. And here, a very wise comparison made by the Plishti leaders who had learned their lesson well from the plagues of Egypt. Why should you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and their paro hardened his heart, or their hearts, the whole group of them? Halo kasher his alel bohem vayishaluchum vayelechu. After Hashem mocked them through the plagues that he sent, did he not send them off and they left from Mitzrayim? Learn from history. Don't repeat the mistakes of the Egyptians and the great lack of kavod that they showed. Remember that one of the things that Paro had said, Mi Hashem, who is God that I should listen to him and release Klal Yisrael? And that was a direct challenge that was met by all of these makos. As the Malbim says, Mako achar Mako. You just had one really terrible makkah so far involving mice and your insides. The last thing you want is for Hashem to show you over and over again through further makkos what he could do should he decide to do so. There will be no sof, says Matsudas David. There will be no end until, like Mitzrayim, we are completely destroyed. Pasuk Zayin, V'ata kichu v'asu agolah chadasha echos. Not only shall you take the Aron and put these golden statues with it, but take and create a new wagon. Ushte faros alos, and two milk cows. So alos can mean going up. Rashi says menikos, that are nursing, that are producing milk. Normally you don't use milk cows to pull a wagon. It would be oxen or cows that are not in nursing season. So actually this is an unnatural thing, and that's on purpose to see if miraculously everything will go according to plan. Asher lo ala alehem oil. Furthermore, that they've never borne a yoke at all. So it's a new cart created just for this occasion. It's cows that never draw a cart and that have never borne any burden whatsoever. Everything should fall apart and they should go around in circles and fall over. Va'asartem es haparos ba'agolah. Tie the cows to the wagon. Va'hashevosem b'nehem me'acharehem ha'boisa. And furthermore, bring their calves home from behind them. When nursing calves are taken away from their mothers, the tendency of the cows is to follow the calves to provide them with sustenance. So we're testing the power of the Aron. We're testing the desire of Hashem to see the Aron return to Eretz Yisrael, to overcome nature, the nature of the cows, the nature of those who are pulling the wagon. Only the supernatural power of the ark is going to get all of these cows to pull in the same direction with the same amount of effort to go on any kind of direct path back into Eretz Yisrael. And that's the next step, is to send them and see what happens.